They were clearly humanoid. Flash had heard the words they bellowed, happy, happy, and he had observed one of them smiling and waving, so he did not anticipate a problem with communication. "My name is Flash Meridian," he said, when the duo reached a conversational distance from him. "I'm Buffy," the young woman announced, "and this is Skip." "Hi," Skip said. Flash wondered where he should start, but then Buffy spoke. "We're so glad you're here," she began. "I wondered if this day would ever come." "We read about it in the rule book," Skip offered. Flash smiled, hiding his confusion, and hoped they would further enlighten him. "What rule book?" he asked. "What did you read?" "It was foretold," they exclaimed in unison, and then Skip continued, "that you would come from the heavens in a shining garment and create a whole world for us. That you would come from the heavens in a shining garment and create for us a whole new world. Yes, he had come from the heavens. Yes, his silver suit shone. Yes, their world had been transformed." Flash grew concerned. The story sounded rather familiar. It seemed like the Alolan saw him as some sort of messiah figure. "May I see your rule book?" Flash asked. "Yes, of course. We always keep it nearby." Skip pulled a worn book from his back pocket and handed it to Flash, who opened it with some trepidation. Indeed, the book told of Olo and its two inhabitants. It told of Flash and his journey with its setbacks, mechanical trouble near Mora, and his journey through the black hole. He turned pages quickly, devouring the information, while his skin tingled in absolute wonder at what he had read. How could this be? He turned another page and saw there an image of Olo's destruction and restoration. It was exactly as Flash had seen upon his arrival. He felt faint, his mind boggled by what he saw in the book. He looked up at Buffy and Skip. They stared at him wide-eyed, as if anticipating some insight or instruction. He stared back at them in a daze. What must we do now? Skip asked. "What do you want to do?" The question seemed like a completely foreign idea. No one said anything for what seemed a rather long time, so Flash opened the book again. "It says here," he began, and at this, the two sat cross-legged on the ground in front of him, clasped their hands, and looked very solemn. "It says here that this new world has been created for you to enjoy. I think you should enjoy it together." Still they sat looking at him, oblivious to the wondrous world around them. "Look around you," he urged. "This planet is beautiful, and it's for you. Go, explore, live." They glanced at each other and looked blankly back at Flash.